Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local public libraries.
Hi, I'm Margaret Hask. I'm director of the Cornwall, Connecticut Library.
And hi, I'm Rhiannon Leo Jamison, director of the Northeast Millerton Library. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So I guess there were a few things that we were asked to talk about, and one was the most requested book that you're seeing now.
Yeah.
What's the book that's been requested the most at your library?
Well, I kind of cheated. This is probably the second or third in our system, because it's also the one I'm currently reading, so it would give me an opportunity to rave about it. It's called God of the Woods by Liz Moore.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's a summer murder mystery, and it actually takes place at a summer camp. And you kind of talk about the premise about someone goes missing at the camp, and it's one of the wealthy benefactors of the land, and it kind of sounds, the premise does not do it justice. It has been very interesting. It's been lots of layers. It actually comes with a map, so you can follow along and figure it out for yourself, which is exciting. I've been enjoying it immensely.
Where does the action take place? Is it in the United States, or?
Oh, yep. It actually is pretty local. I believe it's set, I don't know if it's an actual town. I probably should have looked that up, because it's not a town that I heard of before, but it's in, like, the Schenectady, Albany area.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone lives in, it's in the Adirondacks. So all the characters are going, you know, I had to make the trip over from Albany, and it's 2 hours away.
right, yeah.
So it's like, oh, it's been fun.
Good.
How about you?
Well, the one of the books, I have two. One is called All Fours by Miranda July, which I haven't been able to read yet because I can't keep the copy in the library. But it was requested by several patrons, and we decided to get it. I don't know that much about it. It's described as kooky, raunchy, funny, and tender.
Oh.
And I guess the protagonist is a middle-aged woman. That's all I know about it, but I know that people are requesting it and reading it, so it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, that does sound fun.
And then the
do you have any recommendations for,
is,
what you've read recently?
What was that?
Do you have any recommendations of books that you've read recently?
Well, I thought hard about that because the book I'm actually reading right now is called Sociopath, a Memoir by Patrick Gagné, and It's a very interesting book. This woman realizes that there's something different about her. She realizes that she's on this spectrum and she's a sociopath. This is true. I mean, she's revealing all this about herself. And she actually studies the situation, becomes a psychologist. I haven't finished it yet, so I don't know what happens in the end. But it's very, very interesting in how she adapts to this situation that she has.
Oh,
and how
yeah,
people around
like
her adapt to it. So that was interesting. But I'm not sure that would be a book that everybody would want to read. So I was going to recommend, Claire Keegan's short stories, which are absolutely beautiful. She's, I'm sure, as you know, an Irish writer, and she's won a lot of awards and been published in a lot of magazines. And the one that really became well known in the United States is called Foster, and they're beautifully written short stories. Foster is kind of more of a novella, I guess, than a short story, and they're about, you know, people and families and how things happen to families and how people adapt. But they're very short, so if you want a big read, if you want a good beach read, this is only like a lunch read. This is not going to take too long. They're very short. Her stories are very short, but they're beautiful,
nice.
And I'd highly recommend them.
We just read this book for our book group that is, it's more literary, but I have to say it's probably like the literary equivalent of like a beach read or a summer read, because it's so easy to get in. Once you're into it, I feel bad because the first two chapters are not always as gripping, but once you get into it, it's fantastic. It's called Northwoods by Daniel Mason.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's going out a lot here. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's set locally as well. It's set in, northern Massachusetts, but closer to the New York side, because once again, they're always talking about traveling over from Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows like a property. It's amazing. It starts right when Puritans started to colonize the area and goes more or less up to present day. Every chapter is a different time period in the book. And everything is connected. You don't know how.
That's
besides
wonderful.
The property. Like, yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
And it's just, once you get into it, it's just like, it's just perfect. It reads so beautifully. It's written so well. Has the most descriptive scene of beetles I have ever read in my life that I was actually slightly embarrassed and I had to turn down the volume because I was listening to it. I was like, if someone hears this, they're like going to question what I'm reading. But it's just beautifully written and very easily gotten into once you get past those first two chapters.
A lot of people are reading that. That's going out pretty well in this library, too. But I'll look for it myself.
Oh, yeah. I definitely recommend it. Like, I'm keep forcing it upon everyone. It's like, no, it's perfect. You have to read it.
So the other thing they wanted us to talk about was how the libraries responded to the COVID crisis.
Mm.
I wonder if you had any thoughts on that.
Well, you know, now that we're, I don't want to say that we're out of it, because we're
mm-hmm.
not, but now that we've learned to live in our new world, I would have to say for us, it really made us rethink the way, what we deem accessible for the library. Before, making sure our shelves are spaced evenly, make sure the doors are automatic, like things like that, but now it's more of like, well, maybe we need to have contactless pickup and really start leaning more into digital than we already were, because the library is now moved beyond a physical place, and it's more
mm-hmm.
of, it's more digital than it ever was before.
We're increasing our digital collection as well, and that is in children's books. Places where our circulation is really growing. So I think that's the wave of the future. I think not that we don't need paper books or that people won't want them because people love them, but
mm-hmm.
I think that's an important place for libraries to go to. We also, we didn't make many changes in the inside of our library because it's pretty airy, but we made the outside of the library more available to people. We extended our Wi-Fi so that you can get on our Wi-Fi outside of the building, and we provided seating outside, a patio and chairs and benches, so you don't have to come indoors if you don't want to. And then we also bought a big tent, and for a while we held a lot of our events under this tent in the back field of the library, and that was fun. You know, that was great. It gets a little bit old after a while, and when it rains, it's still not perfect. You know, it's like the wedding, you know, and the rain and the tent and the tent pound, you know, the sound pounding down and all that. But it really was a lifesaver. And we also took to doing a lot of Zoom programming, and that was wonderful for, you know, the years that we were really restricted by COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing so much Zoom programming anymore because it's not as much fun for the speakers.
Yeah.
So we're sort of pulling back on that a little bit, but it's still there, and it's still, I think, considered, I think it's a very useful tool for reaching your patrons.
It's amazing how, like, ever since the last two or three years, how much people want to seem to, like, connect in person again.
Absolutely. I know our authors really want that, and the people who are teaching seminars, they don't want to talk into a box anymore. They really don't. But
mm-hmm.
when you need to have a meeting or something, or, you know, you need a quick get-together, you really
yeah.
can't beat it. It's really fabulous.
So speaking of programs, do you have anything fun coming up at your
house? Oh, yes, we do. We have the Labor Day Art Sale, which is a benefit for the library. And the concept is that people in town contribute art, not their own art, not things they produce, but art that they have in the house that they, you know, it's in a closet or whatever. They don't really want it anymore. They don't look at it anymore. They give it to us. And then we put on an art show of all these pieces of art and sell them to everybody else in town. So it's a fun kind of swap, and there's some local art, there's some very good art, there's some, you know, really very kind of like little plaques, you know, there's some, so it's all price points. But it's a fun swap, and we have a party to start it off, and then we sell these things over Labor Day weekend. It's a pretty nice little fundraiser for us, and it's fun.
That just sounds so fun.
It is fun. What are you doing for the rest of the summer?
Oh, we have, actually, it's kind of funny. Both programs I wanted to talk about are happening on the same day. August 17th is going to be very busy at the library. In the morning, we're welcoming Robert Rogers' puppet show.
Oh,
and they're going to do Mouse on the Moon. But I don't know if you're familiar with Robert Rogers. It's kind of like you're going into Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Oh,
it's those
nice
kinds of puppets, a little more elaborate than just the hand puppet. But it's amazing to watch. A handful of kids actually cried when it was over because they wanted more.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's very family-friendly, but it's really for ages like 3 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
I think anything younger than that will probably have a little trouble sitting through it, but they're welcome to try. You never turn anyone away. and then in the afternoon, we have the River Trio, which is a chamber trio that will be playing at 4 o'clock in our annex. They're all local musicians, but they're very, like, I was reading over their biographies before I came in, and I'm like amazed that we were able to have them come to the library. There is someone who studied at Juilliard. There's someone who's played with the National Symphony Orchestra. It's, you know, these are amazing musicians. And it's the first time we're having them at our library, so we're very excited.
That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. We're having a music program for children, I think, on August. Actually, I think it's August 17th as well. and that's just an outdoor thing that everybody's invited to. It's in the morning. He's very popular, too.
You know, the summer, it's around this time of summer, we're starting to wind down a little bit, so it's kind of nice everyone gets to come in and enjoy all the different programs, but we're actually, you know, starting to, because everyone's going on vacation, so it's kind of a more laid-back time at the library.
Right. It gets, we don't do as much in the summer, particularly in August, and partly that's because other entities in town are doing a lot of things. So, you know, the calendar in town gets, you know, it's a small town, and the calendar gets very full, and you can't do everything. So we kind of back off for a bit in August, and, you know, there are other entities that are doing wonderful things. So
I think that's probably all we have to discuss today. Of course, I'm sure if anyone is interested in any of the programs we have going on, they can visit both of our websites.
Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.